The Netanya, Rebbe Yoimer, Rebbe says, the pasuk says, Ki kasha yokum ish al reyeyo v'rotzchoy, v'rotzchoy, nefesh kein ador v'zeh. It's talking about there being boil on Aram Rosa. Somebody was boil on Isha, and Aram Rosa means an Isha that had kedushin with another man, so she's mamash also to this boil. When the boil was boiled, this Isha, the pasuk says it's as if somebody goes and kills somebody else. It's the same way if you boil on Isha. So the pasuk says, being boil on Isha, being tashmash with an Isha, is the same thing like killing somebody. So the Mar Bechima Inyin Rotseyach, Eitzel Nara Marosa, what does one have to do with the other? Here the person was going to have tashmash to be boil on Isha. What does that have to do with going to kill somebody? The Mar says, Harei Zebo Lalamid, it's coming to teach you something, but in Salamit, and you learn out, it itself learns out Dinim to it itself. We learn out both ways. We learn out Hilchus Rotseyach to Nara Marosa, and we'll learn that a chiddush na'amarosa back to Ratzayach, like this. Makish Ratzayach na'amarosa. We learn out that the inyan of being boil and isha na'amarosa is the same way you're going to kill somebody. What's the limud? That man na'amarosa. Just like when a man is going to have tashmish, we boil this isha. Halacha is nitein lehatziloi benafshay. If somebody else, a third person, sees the way Reuven is going to take this isha that has kedushim with a man, so she's also to Reuven. If Shimon sees that Reuven is going to have tashmas with this Isha, Shimon is allowed to stop Reuven from doing it. And even if the only way he can stop him is by killing him, he's allowed to kill him. Because the Postik says, Rashi says, Rashi, Nitin Latiloi, Nitin Rishus L'Roya. If a third person sees the way this man is going to have tashmas with this lady, he has a right to kill him. Shuroidef Achref, a man, the Reuven is running after this Isha, she atilenu mimenu benavshe shuroidef. You're allowed to save her, even if it means killing this Reuven. Why? Kedichsev, the Pasuk says, V'yein Mashiach loy, lo. There was nobody there to help her. Mash mohim yesh Mashiach. If there was somebody else there, Tzorach loy shia. There's a mitzvah, you're supposed to save a helper. P'chol asher yuchol, anything that you could do. Avada metchila, try and beat the guy up, try and break his arm, try and do something to him. But mash mafilo barigosoy, im ein yochol lahatzo b'yechad me'evar v'yagenu. If you have no other way of stopping this man from being boiled as Isha, you can't break his arm, you can't stop him. The only way is by shooting a gun, killing him, you have a mitzvah to kill him. The Torah says you're supposed to save him. So we learn out the law, if somebody is being boiled on Isha, that's also to him. If a person is there, he has a right to kill the person. Nitin latilu b'nafshay. It's the same Allah afrot seyach. The same thing if Reuven is going to kill Shimon, if Reuven's a ratzeach, a murderer, he's about to kill Shimon now, nitin latilu b'nafshay. We learn now that if a third person is there, and he's watching, he sees the way Reuven is about to kill Shimon, he has a right to go and stop that murderer. He has a right to stop Reuven, even if the only way he can stop Reuven is by killing Reuven. He's called a roidif now, Reuven is being roidif. He's killing somebody, halacha is, anybody else has a right to go and kill Reuven now to stop him from killing somebody. Rashi Yorag, no Rashi in this here. So that's one limud. That's what we learn out from Narama Rosa says this Chiddush, that somebody else is allowed to stop the person from being boiled Isha, who adin by Rotzeach. If Reuven is about to kill Shimon now, anybody is allowed to save Shimon by killing Reuven. That's one limud. Now, from Narama Rosa and Rotzeach, we also learn out the opposite way, a Chiddush from Narama Rosa, from the din of Rotzeach. What's the Chiddush that says by Rotzeach? Ma Rotzeach, just like when you want to kill somebody, is Alocha Yehoreg V'yal Yaver. You're supposed to let yourself be killed and not do the Avera. That means if a guy, if somebody's there, not have anybody, a guy's with a gun at you and tells you, if you don't kill your friend, I'm going to kill you. The Alocha is, you have to let yourself be killed. You have no right to do the Avera killing somebody else. We'll soon see how we know this. But vice versa, we know this, that by Ratzayach is Yehoreg, you have to let yourself be killed V'yal Yaver. You're not allowed to do the Avera of killing somebody else. Is Af Nara Marosa, that's the Pasuk, says Nekish, the same thing. If somebody comes to a man and says, if you're not going to be boiled this Isha now, and she's an Isha that's also to you, if you're not going to do it, we'll kill you, the Locher is to Horig, the man has to let himself be killed, the Altaver, and he shouldn't be over the Averu. Now this is like Toysa says, that Toysa's Pirish are boiled. There's only talking about the man. The man, if a guy or anybody says to the man, I'll kill you, if you don't have tashmash with the Isha, the man has to let himself be killed. Avol he, but the Isha itself, let's say the opposite way. A man comes to an Isha and says, I'll kill you if you don't let me have tashmash with you, she doesn't have to let herself be killed. Avol he, she herself, she boiled. V'leiti hori. The karka oilam hu. It's a svara, she's not doing any maisa. She's like karka oilam. She's like the ground. She's just staying there, and now this person is coming into her. So who's doing the Maisa? The person is doing the man is doing the Maisa Bia, he's doing the Maisa. So he's not allowed to do it. But if the man says to the Isha, I'll kill you if you don't let me do it, she's allowed to let him do it. Because she's not doing any Maisa, she's just staying still. So the whole limit is from Maseich. How do we know that by Boil and Isha, you're not allowed to do it, let yourself be killed? We learn it out from Maseich. Now by Maseich, the other case is the guy says, I'll kill you if you don't kill somebody else. So you say, you have no right to do a Maisa killing somebody else. So that's all. We learn out you can't do a Maisa either killing, or else you can't do a Maisa man to the Boil and Isha. That you have no right to do. But the Isha herself, she's like a Svara, she's not doing anything, she's just Kakoilam, she's Mutter. So that's the limit. What Maravot says, just like Yerotseach, Yehorek, if somebody says, I'll kill you if you don't kill somebody else, you have to let yourself be killed, V'yal Yavre can't do the Avera, Af Nara Marosam, Tihorek V'yal Taver, you're not allowed to do the Maisa Avera, but you have to let yourself be killed. How do we know this? From this Gzeirah Shavah. Shreti Gemara Zol, V'shvichas Dama Gufa Minolan, how do we know this Svara by killing? Like, why not? If somebody says, I'll kill you, if you don't kill somebody else, how do we know you're not allowed to kill the other person to save yourself? The Chur, the Svar always is the Chaybahem. You're supposed to keep yourself alive. So here, the only way you keep yourself alive is by killing somebody else. So how do I know you're not allowed to kill the other person? So Gemara says Svaru. This is a reasoning. This is a Svaru. Ki ha, like the Maisa, ki yehu, the yos lakayim of the Rava. Somebody came in front of Rava. Omalei, he told Rava like this. Mori Duroy, Rashi says that was the governor, Moshe Lir, the governor of the city. Omalei told me like this. Zil katle lepalni. Go, they told me I have to go kill my friend. V'loi, and if I don't kill my friend, katlin l'cho will kill you. So what's the loch in such a case? Omalei, so Ravi answered back, lik l'cho, let yourself be killed, v'loi tiktol, and you have no right to kill your friend. Why not? Because my chazis, who says, the dom of the doch suma tvei, who says your blood is redder than your friend's blood? Dilma, dom of the hu gavra suma tvei. Maybe your friend's blood is redder than you. In other words, who says you're more chashev than your friend is? Maybe your friend is more chashev than you. So that's the svar why you're not allowed to kill your friend. Therefore, you have no right to do the maisa averum. Therefore, you have to shevi atase, don't do anything. So if the guy says, I'll kill you, you have to let yourself be killed. Now, the kasha that you all ask here is, we have it as a mishnah. When hurry, not hurry, it's a mishnah like that that talks about if you have an avedo, almost the two people are drowning in the river, and you can only save one at a time, who are you supposed to save first? So the Gansa Cheshbur in the Mishnah, the more Choshev person comes first. Think your father comes first, your Rebbe comes first, or Talmud Chochem comes first, or Kayin comes before a Levi before Yisrael. So the Gansa say, who's more Choshev than the other one? Like here, you have a bum here, and here you have a Choshev, a Yid. So Chur and Svar, Avad, I would say, the Choshev, the Tzaddik, his blood is more redder than this bum here. And still the Gemara says, no, you can never say, who says his blood is redder than yours? What do you mean? There's enough in the Mishnah when you question of who's greater, there's a Seder who is greater. So really Rashi Bav wants to shout a little bit. But the Chiddush here is, there, you, Stams, two people are drowning. So there's no Avera, you're not doing any Avera, you want to do a Mitzvah. Which one should you go doing first? About there's a Svara, that person is more Choshev, he's your Rebbe, he's your father, he comes first before somebody else. But here there's a Shaila, you want to do an Avera though. You want to have a Hetzer to kill your friend in order to save yourself. Now, the only time we say a Rai, you have a heter to do an Aveira, the Pesach says, V'chai b'hem. Torah says you're supposed to keep yourself alive. Like we're saying, if you're sick, and the only medicine you have is Chazer, you're allowed to eat the Chazer, keep yourself alive. So Rashi says, those Svar is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the person to stay alive, he doesn't want an Ibn Neshama. You could do any Aveira you want, Achutz from these three Aveiras, as long as you're keeping yourself alive. That's what Hashem wants. Ma'ashen can hear a Monashach, one person is going to be dead. There's going to be Ibn Neshama. Either you're going to be killed, or else you're going to kill your friend. So Mamonashach, somewhere one nefesh is going to be lost. So in this case, you don't have the Svar of Achaydam anymore, because somewhere is going to be lost. So now you want to know, do you have a right to do an Aveira? No, you have no head to do an Aveira. Who gave you the right to kill your friend? You're doing an Aveira. The only head that you have to do an Aveira is because you want to keep yourself alive. The Svar of keeping yourself alive is usually where nobody's dying. If nobody's going to be dead here, then we say the Eibishter would rather you do the Aveira and keep yourself alive. But here in Mamonashach, one of the two people is going to die. So now you want to know, do you have the head to do the Aveira? That no. Hey, such a big Svar to say that your blood is so much greater than his blood, to say that Hashem would let you do this Aveira, that you have Naraya. Hey, the Mishnah over there is not talking about you're doing an Aveira. There you have two people drowning in the river. You can only save one. Which one should you save? There's a Svara. This one's more Choshev. Save him first. But there you're not doing any Aveira. But here, when you want to do an Aveira, you have to kill somebody. So you have Aveira of killing, you don't have a Chai Behem. Because the Manashach, there's going to be an Ibn Neshama. Somebody's going to be dead here. And Hashem doesn't want the Ibn Neshama. So you have to have a right for you to do the Aveira. That's a Svara. You have no right to kill somebody else. Therefore, for a tzech it's a svarim. So if the guy says, I'll kill you if you don't kill your friend, you have no right to kill your friend. Therefore, the din is shev yatase, you have to stay still, and daven, hope that he won't kill you, that's all. So who are din? By Naamaros is also the same thing. By Naamaros, that's the hekeshia, that if somebody says, I'll kill you, if you don't boil the sisha, you're not allowed to do the maisevera, you have no hetter to do the avera. Yeah. Fight it. Ma Baravashi. Ashkhil Ravini found Ravina to Shayef Lo Labrate. He smeared his daughter, as Ravina smeared his daughter that was sick, but Gahurkidola. He took some fruits, the juice of Orla, and he smeared it on his daughter. Even though Orla was also Bano, his vice that she was sick, so he put this for Rafua to heal her up. He used Orla to heal her up. Omalay, Ma Bravashi, yes, Ravina. Ema the Amar Rabbon, and when does those sugi before to say that you can do refuas even with the Nisr? That's Beshas HaTakona. That's only if it's Haskona Stafosh, just for Chaybehem, you have a right to do an Aveira. Or Beshlei Beshas HaTakona, if you thought here his daughter wasn't sick, she still had some pimples on her face. So with some pimples, you're not allowed to shmir Ola, that's an issue derived to having Hanoh from Ola. Mi Yoma, did the Rabbon never say it's Mutta to have Hanoh from Ola? So one terrace was Omalei. Hi, Ishasa, Tsemirta, Nami, Kishasa, Sakonadamia. Is this scab that my daughter had on her face wasn't Stama scab? It was a type of a scab that could come with a Sakona. So that's why I was Murrahetta, you were allowed to use Orla. Even though Orla is awesome with the rice that I have on Orphram, but here it was a Sakona Snafashas, that's why it was Makel to do it. Rashi says, Gurkid Orla, Baiser, Minzaisam Katanim. He took small, unripe olives. Mishur Mafua, Tiksava Mutlis, Rapas Bisurianor. Ishtata, the smirta, chaylish kari maluya, smirta, some type of a fever she had. And the answer to this fever was at Skaras Nefoshes, that's why Ravina was mako to have Hanom from the Orla. And he could be armed in other territories like this. Omalei, midi derech Hano ki avidna. Did I have Hano, did I take the Hano of the Orla, derech Hano? So Rashi, derech Hano soy, liachashi is bashlu, viyotsi shomna mebeis habad. Hey, the derech hanor of olives would have been to let the olives grow fully ripe, and then take them to Beis Habad in the press, and press them out, and that oil, if you use that oil, that's called derech hanor. Here Rashi says before, Gehurki, the oil it was, boister zeisim katanim. He took unripe olives. So the cloud is not a derech to use that. So Mel is called the pturosh like a derech hanor. So in this Gemara, the Rishonim bring a raya, that we had before. If you have Hanor from Yisuri Nosh, like Derech Hanor, before we just had a Lashon, ain't Loikin love, you don't get Malkus. So we cleared then, does it mean just you don't get Malkus, but it's still awesome Midiraisa? Or else no, Midiraisa is Mutta Gomer. So from here they bring the Raya that's Mamash Mutta Gomer. Because what did he do here? The second terrace was his daughter was not a Sakonis Tafoshis. His daughter Stam had a little sickness. She was a little bit sick. So he took this Orla, and he has Hanor, Shalike Derech Hanor. So if you learn it's just, there's no Malkus, but it's also Midiraisa. How could he do that? She wasn't Besakona. Elamai Tzarayish, Loika Derech Hanoz, Mutta Gomer Midiraisa. It's only Yasim Midirabonin. And Bamokim Rufua, Bamokim Machal, the Rabbonin weren't Geyser. As when a person is sick, even though it's not a Sakona Safoshis, just a regular person that's sick, then the Rabbonin were Mata, there is Sir, or Shloika Derech Hanoz. So it's like you have a Raya from this Gemara. That Shloika Derech Hanoz is Mutta Midiraisa, it's only Yasim Midirabonin, and Bamokim Machal, even not a Sakona, the Rabbonin were Makel. There's a new sugi now, famous big sugi here. Itna, we learned. Hano habola liyodem bar korchai. If somebody has hano enjoyment from something that's also bano, bar korchai means like really he was forced into it. He didn't really want it. Like here's the case, let's say you have a beis avodah zarah, that they have two nice psalmim there. And the psalmim, what smells there is from the avodah zarah, it's also bano. Avodah zarah is also bano, so if you have psalmim, something that smells good from the avodah zarah, it's also to smell it. It's an Isra no smelling it. Now, you're walking down this street, and happened to be on the street. There's a base of avodah over there that just got finished burning up all their spices, and the marmor smelled tremendously. And you're walking down the road. That's called bar kochai. Really, you didn't realize it. You didn't really want to have a noah, but bar kochai by you, the nose came in. The smell came into your nose, and you smelled it. What's the locha? Is it osur or not? So Mar says, itma hanoah habolu leodah bar kochai. Like by force, some hanoah, some smell went into your nose. Is Abaye Rama Muteras. Abaye says it's Mutter. Since you didn't want it, it's Bar Korcho, it's Mutter. Rabbi Rama Asur. Rabbi says no. Lamaisa, the smell went into your nose and you smelled with Vice Noish, you had enough from it. Therefore, it's also. Let's see Rashi. Muteras. Rashi learns Muteras, according to Abaye, means Ein Sorach Lifra Shemelik Leforish. You don't have to go away. You're walking down the street and the smell of the Avodah Zarah comes into your nose. According to Abaye, it's Muteras. You can keep on walking. You don't have to walk away. Rav holds no, it's Asura, and mainly you have to walk away. If the smell comes into your nose, you have to start fast running away from it. So Gemara explains what's the machlokes like this. So Gemara, Efsher v'kol mechavin. If it's possible for you to walk into another street, if you want to, there's another street to walk down. And you don't pick the other street, but you pick this street where the Beis Avodah Zarah is, and you know there's going to be smell there. V'kol mechavin. And another thing also, when you pass by it, you take a nice good breath there, smell, and your mamash mechavin to have a no from it. Or right, so that this mara says everybody holds the saucer. Hu adin loy efsher. Let's say no, there's no two roads. You have to go to work now. There's only one road to get down there. This is the only way to go. About kol ponam v'kol mechavin though. But when you pass by the Beis Avodah Zarah, you take a nice sniff. And you have hanor from it, you enjoy the hanor, kuli yamule pligi the yosser. Then everybody holds its osser. You have no right to be mechav to take the hanor. Who asked you to take a good smell? True, you had to walk down this road, there's no other road to go there, but who gave you the head to take a nice smell? Take a nice smell, that's us according to everybody. And Rashi says, Umiyu, Rashi become mechav in the scar of the lahonis, because going a reyach shall avoid the zorah, or you feel a yesh lo libodol. You can't, there's no other road to go. Omiyo mischaven, Rashi says so, v'chavavu lo lehenes. That means, mischaven here means that you're enjoying it. It's a nice, enjoying smell, and your mamash have hanor from it. You enjoy it. So since you're having hanor from it right now, avada, that's also. You're not allowed to have the enjoyment from it. That is no machlokes on. What about lo yefshir? Let's say there's no other road to go down for lo mechaven. And who are there now that you're walking down that the smell comes into your nose? You don't enjoy it. You're not mechavim for the hanor. Like it was up to you, you wouldn't smell it. It's just you can't hold your breath back, so the smell is coming into you. But you're not mechavim, you don't have kavanah, you really don't want to smell it. It's kuliyamo like pligi the shari. In this case, also it's mutter. Because there's no other road to go down there, so it's considered I'm stop taking a walk down this road. Some smell comes into my nose, but I don't want to smell it. Like it's up to me, I wouldn't smell it. And I don't take an extra special sniff. It just comes into me. So that everybody also holds mutter. You're not doing anything wrong. Keep pligi, where the machlek is, the efsher, where there are two roads to walk down. You could have taken another road that doesn't have the base of Avodah Zarah there. But v'loy mechavin. But now that you're walking down the road of the Avodah Zarah and the smell comes into your nose, you're not mechavin. So if now you're like holding your das, I don't want to smell it, I don't enjoy it. Even though the smell is coming into your mouth, here's the machlokes. In other words, it's loy efsher, you could have went down another road, but now you're not mechavin. The Gemara says like this, V'alibad Rabbi Yehuda, alibad Rabbi Yehuda shiti, he holds all over the Yomar. Dova sheini meschavin osir, that we had by Yisuri Shabbos. Even though you're not meschavin to do the Yisr, but if you do the Yisr, it's osir. The Moshe, when you're dragging the chair along on Shabbos, on the ground. Now by dragging the chair along the ground, you're making a charitz. So even though you're not mechavim to make the indentions in the ground, because you did the malach, even though you're not mechavim, still it's osir. So leave Rabbi Yehuda that says, ain't mechavim is osir, pshit to hear, kula yam le pligi the osir. Avad to hear it's osir also. Because talking about it's efsher, you could have taken another road. You didn't take the other road, you went down this road. So lamaisa, now that you went down the road near the base of Avodah Zarah, when the smell comes into your mouth, it's cool, you're doing an avera. Because who asked you to walk down this road? Are you telling me now you're not mechavin? But Yehuda shita, even though you're not mechavin, it's no p'tur. As long as you're doing a ma'isaveira, it's also according to Rabbi Yehuda. So here the ma'isaveira is, who asked you to walk down this road? You should have walked down the other road. So even though you're not mechavin when you're smelling it, but Yehuda pshita, it's also. Now where's the machlokes? Abayev Rava, ki pligi aliba the Rabbi Shimon. The machlokes is according to Rabbi Shimon shita. And we pass like Rabbi Shimon, the Yom Rabbi Shimon holds, dover shein mechavin mutter. If you're not mechavah to do the yisra and it's not a psikresh, it's mutter. Like you say, you want to drag along the chair. Your kavanah is, you want this chair, it's in the backyard, you want to drag it into your house. So your kavanah is to bring it into the house. While you're dragging along the floor, it makes a charitz, it makes an indention in the ground, it makes a hole in the ground, that's nisa binyan, but I'm not mechavan to make the binyan. Like Reb Shimon, that's mutter. So here is some halacha, a little bit of Reb Shimon. The what Abaye is Reb Shimon. Abaye said, like Reb Shimon, in this case, even though you could have went down another road, but now that you went down the road that has the Beis Avodah over there, so what? Since when the smell comes into your nose, you have no kavanah to smell it, like Reb Shimon, ain't mechavan is mutter. So in other words, if you have a chair, Efshu would be by a chair. Let's say you have a small chair. There's a small chair in the porch, in the backyard. Now really, if you want to, you can pick up the chair and carry it in the house. That's called Efshu. Who asked you now to drag it along the floor and make the indention, make the holes in the ground? You could have picked it up. So what? Still, Abaye learned to Reb Shimon that he has any time you drag the chair along the ground, Abdi not mechavan to make the hole in the ground, even though you could have picked up the chair, it was a small one, and carried it inside, but now that you're dragging it along, still it's mutter. So this is a good case here also. Even though I could have walked down another road, but now that I'm walking down this road that has the Beis Avodah Zarah, so what? As long as when the smell comes into my nose, I have no kavana, Abaye holds according to Reb Shimon, that's mutter. For Rav Amar, Rav holds no. Ad kan loy kom Reb Shimon. When did Reb Shimon say it's mutter beinim mischavin? Ela hechad lo yesher. So Rashi speaks out, it means only a heavy chair. Reb Shimon there in Shabbos is talking about you have a heavy chair in your backyard. So the only way you can bring it inside your house is by dragging it. It's too heavy to pick it up. So since the only way you can bring it is by dragging it, so you have to say also it's not a psikration. It doesn't have to happen. You'll make a hole in the ground. It could be you won't make a hole, but it could be you will make a hole. So Reb Shimon then says, since you're not mechavan to make the hole, that's where it's mutter. Avol heichad the yesher. So Zakrash Enechnami, lo yitzuya be a small chair in the backyard, according to Reb Shimon, it'd be usa to drag the chair along the ground. Because it's efsher to pick up the chair and don't do any melach at all. Avol heichad the efsher loy. But where it's possible not to do the yisr at all, then Reb Shimon is not matu davashen mechavan. Here also, since there are two roads to walk down, you could have picked the right road that doesn't have any Beis Avodah Zarah, but for Nes Regen, you picked to go down the left road that has the Beis Avodah Zarah. So the fact you picked the wrong road, that's also according to Reb Shimon, even though you're not Mechavin. Like Rashi says, who would then if you take a chair, a very light chair, who asked you to drag it, you should have picked it up. Now that you dragged it, it's not also according to Reb Shimon. This is the way Abaye learns Pshat. This is one Pshat. Ika the army, another lashon is like this. No, the machlokes Abaye of Rav is a little bit different. Ika the army, some say like this. Efshar, where you have two roads, you could have went down another road. V'loy mechavin, and you don't have kavana, haino pluktayet of Yehuda Reb Shimon. The second lashon knows no. That's mamash to machlokes of Yehuda and Reb Shimon, and avad we pass along Reb Shimon and mechavin is mutter. So as long as when you go down the road, you're not mechavin, even though you could have done another road, so what? According to Reb Shimon, the Maisa calls the Manina Mechavin, it's mutter. And it was in by Shabbos, that's what we paskin also, even though it's a small chair, that chair really you could have picked up, but so what? Now that you're dragging that small chair, and you're not Mechavin to make the hole in the ground, it's mutter. So therefore, according everybody holds like that, leave it to Reb Shimon, as long as when the smell comes into your nose, you're not Mechavin to have enough from it, that's called Ein Mechavin, that's mutter. Yeah, lo yefshir. What about there's no two roads? V'loy ka mechavin, and you didn't have any kavana. In other words, there's only one. You're going to work now, and there's only one road to go down there. And b'shas the smell comes into your nose. You don't have kavana to enjoy it. It's kuli yamalei pliga d'shori. Everybody holds that's mamish a case of mamish bakoch. Like you're an honest. What do you want the guy to do? He doesn't have any kavana, and he can't do anything else. So according to everybody, he's mutter. Ki pligi, where's the machlekes abaye barava? The loyefsha, true. There's no two roads to go down. There's only one road to go down. The loyefsha. Abba become mechavin. But he has kavana when the smell comes into his nose. He has kavana to enjoy himself here. Now, like this. V'alibud Reb Shimon, according to Reb Shimon, the Yosef Bosa kavana, Reb Shimon always says, if totally ain't a mechavin is mutter. If you're mechavin, though, it's osur. So, according to Reb Shimon, pshit here it's osur. We're talking about now true, it's loyefsha. There's no two roads. This is the only road you can go down. But I call upon him, since you're mechavan now, when the smell comes into the nose, you're enjoying it, you have kavanah to enjoy it, so pshitla to pshimin is asr. The ikar reason of Shimon says Yisurim is asr, if you're mechavin for the Yisur. Say you're mamash mechavin. Who asked you to be mechavin? When the smell comes into your nose, you shouldn't have been mechavin. Now that you're mechavin, you enjoy it, you want enjoyment there, avadim is asr libid of Shimon. Even Abayi would be moid this asr according to Reb Shimon. Kuliyam le pligi the asr. Everybody holds this asr. No, keep pligi. Where's going to be the machlekes between Abayi and Ravam, alibid of Reb Yehuda? It only goes, according to this pshat, this whole machlekes is not megel alocha. Because halacha, we don't pass on Reb Yehuda. But their machlekes, Abayi v'Rava, is only a libra the shita's Reb Yehuda. The machlekes is, according to Reb Yehuda, the yomer, what's Reb Yehuda shita? Loishna mischavin, loishna ene mischavin. That, like Reb Yehuda, he doesn't care whether you're mischavin or not. Because Reb Yehuda, even ene mischavin, is also wasser. So why do we say, according to Reb Yehuda, if you're not mechavin, there's a chilek though. If it's efsher, you have two roads to go down, so then Reb Yehuda holds yechayiv. Because since you shouldn't have picked this road, you picked the other road, yechayiv. What about if it's efsher, there's only one road to go down. And like Reb Yehuda, you're not mechavin to have the yisur, we said pshit it's mutter. If there's no two roads, only one road, and you're not mechavin, I'll leave it to Reb Yehuda, it's mutter. So Abayi holds a bezoid Reb Yehuda, even if you're mechavin, still will be mutter. Because according to Reb Yehuda, mechavin and not mechavin don't make a nafkamina. The yikr is totally, is it efsher or not efsher? If you have two roads to go down and you pick the choice of the yisr, that's us according to Reb Yehuda. But if you don't have a choice, you have to go down. So Reb Yehuda, that's mutter where you're not mechavin. Have to buy like Reb Yehuda, even if you are mechavin, so what? Reb Yehuda doesn't make a difference whether you're mechavin or not mechavin. So once you say when you're not mechavin, it's mutter, how to buy you who are din when you're mechavin also it's mutter. The Gemara says, keep legal leader of Yehuda. The Yama loishna mechavin, loishna any mechavin. But Reb Yehuda, there's no difference whether you have kavanah or not. Because even if you don't have kavanah, it's osur. But when? Efsher osur. If you have the choice throughout two streets, and you pick the wrong street to go down, that's osur. So Abayi Reb Yehuda, Abayi says in such a case, where you don't have a choice, there's only one road to go down there, and that road has the base of Avodah Zarah. It's mutter alib Reb Yehuda. Even though you're mechavin for the Anor, so what? Reb Yehuda does not master the mechavin. For Rava, Rava says, Abad, not like that. Rava Amalach, Ad kan loikam Reb Yehuda shein mechavin ki mechavin el lechumro. When does Reb Yehuda say, ein mechavin is osur? He says it lechumro. And there's not the pshat that mechavin is no milah. Whether you do have kavon or not kavon, it's the same thing. Maybe no. Reb Yehuda also holds, if you're mechavin to do the yisr, pshita that's osur. Reb Yehuda just says the chumra, that when you're not mechavin to do the yisr, sometimes it can also be osur. Hey, where it's efshir, you have a choice. Who asked you to go down this road, should have went down the other road. Then Reb Yehuda holds it's osur. Even though you're not mechavin, still it's osur. But let's say there's no choice, there's only one road to go down. So then, Reb Yehuda holds, if you're not mechavin, it's mutter. But Zokt Rava, Avad Reb Yehuda's Moida, if you are mechavin though, Pshita, that's also wasa then. Like, Reb Yehuda is not a bigger maker than Reb Shimon, Reb Yehuda is only a machmir. As Reb Yehuda says, even though you're not mechavin, if it's efshir, there are two choices, you shouldn't have picked that choice. But here, true, there's no two choices. So when no, there's only one choice, so Reb Yehuda holds, if it's ain't a mechavin, then it's mutter. But avada, when you are mechavin, avada, Reb Yehuda is also masking it's also. That's the lashon. He's out, kind of like Reb Yehuda, shein mechavin, ki mechavin, el lechumro, avo mechavin. But when the person now is mechavin, he has kavona, he has in mind to have the enjoyment. You want to tell me, kishein mechavin, the kula, that it should be mutter, just like when you're not mechavin, lo yomer. That Rava never said, that Reb Yehuda never said. Reb Yehuda never said that where it's EF, there's only one road, that it's mutter at all times. No, he only said it's mutter if you're not mechavin. But in the case where you beferish have in mind that you want to take the enjoyment, pshita that's also. And avad we pass like Rav Svara. How do I know my yisoid to say that it's mutter? The Tanya we learned. Omer olav Arab Yechon Matzaki was said about the Yechon Matzaki. Shoye yoyshei v'tzilo shel heichel. He used to give a shir, and I know, like always, he used to have a few hundred people, maybe a thousand people, a few thousand people by a shir. He gave a tremendous shir. There was no base of Medrash in the Gan Yerushalayim big enough for his shir. So nowhere he gave a shir. He went near the base of Migdash, and the sale of the base of Migdash, the Heichel was very high, 100 amas high with Heichel, so he gave off another shade. So on the shade of the base of Migdash, the start of the base of Migdash, that's where he gave his shir in the shade. Shoye yoyshe v'tzila in the shade shel Heichel. From the Heichel of Kodesh HaKadoshim. V'dairus kolayim kula. Chassant, he didn't give a shiur for 1 hour. He gave a shiur the whole day. He gave a shiur, the Gan Tzav, he gave a shiur there. Kolayim kula. The kashri is v'hocho. To lo yefshe, true. There was no other place in the Gantz Yerushalayim he could give a shiur. There was no Beis Medrash big enough to fit his few thousand Talmidim there. So the only place they could give it, and everybody gave it a few hours, so you can't send the son a few hours, Talmidim wouldn't sit there. So you had to find a shady place to sit there a few hours. So the only shady place he could find was the Beis HaMikdash.
All right, we'll continue with Mr. Shem next year.